This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Is this just a situation where you're going to cut a bunch of our blurbs out of context?
No, because then there would be blisters in awkward places, which would be terrible.
Oh, here we go. That is the dirtiest thing I've ever seen.
Listen to The Nerd with Adam, Will, and Amanda.
Why did I get top billing? I don't deserve top billing.
Because out of the two of us, you're the one she likes better.
Aw, man. I mean, yeah.
I'm 8 months pregnant. Put another one in me.
And that's when she figured out that I had taken drugs.
How are all of you? We're going to do a promo, but we're just going to talk sex.
I got to see your dick.
Aw, man. I mean, yeah.
She cooked dinner for me in lingerie, which hopefully she doesn't listen to this. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
This podcast phenomenon is sweeping the nation, and we're all up on the bandwagon with the plethora of episodes at nerd.pantspending.com.
Willem Dafoe gives me a lady boner.
Blue Chew is bullshit, by the way.
Listen to The Nerd. It's not the worst thing that can happen to you. Is that a good no? It takes effort to do a promo.
Yeah.
And I think we knew that before.
Although I feel like we could just put that part in.
Yeah.
That along with the nerdy thing Adam said and me with the sexy voice. There you go. There's your promo, Will. Congratulations.
The Nerd. I'm sorry.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
I'm wearing a pink coat right now and drinking a White Claw.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, we bring you the 5th Annual Social Hour Best of Awards Show with Sophie Tomey on the news and producer Jeremy Person. And now your host, New Year, same old shitty Deese, Deese Cassius.
Love Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for coming around. We have our special year-end Best of Awards show that we do every year, 5 years running. So with me, as always, Jeremy Person, Sophie Tomey. What's up, guys?
Hello.
What's up?
How you guys doing?
Abortion.
Sophie?
Also, same.
Same abortion.
Ditto.
Just making it happen. So we have a lot of stuff we're gonna go through and give out some awards. You know, we do the best drop, best guest of the year, best moment, just some special moments we're gonna remember from the last year. It's been a good year. I feel like we had a good solid run. Jeremy and Sophie have been together with me for about a year almost, so it's been most of 2019 you guys were here, right? So been a good run. We've had some great guests. What were some of you guys's favorite moments besides getting high on mushrooms, which was just that the was best show ever? We need to do that again soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely the best show.
I think that was the best show. That ever. Might be the best show in the history of this show.
Yeah.
There's some other great ones that have been on, but that was definitely, it's top three, if not number one.
Yeah.
Until we do the new drawing show.
Yeah, I gotta get Tony and Lucas in for that. Yeah, until we do the heroin show, that's gonna be
awesome.
Yeah,
just listen to us sleep. It's some ASMR. Yeah,
people waking up and throwing up and panic screaming. I'm so hot and cold at the same time.
My guts hurt.
What about favorite? How do you guys feel? Favorite guests? Any guests you remember specifically from the year?
Caden.
The guy that did Caden Butera.
Yeah, that was a super cool one. Yeah. I don't know. Moon Knight? There's so many. Yeah, the Moon Knight guy. There's so many good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly. Exact Change and Matisse. They're fucking amazing.
That was a good one. I want to get them back on.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And the guy that owns Kingston and Scout, or Scout and Kingston, whatever it is, the clothing store down there that they were talking about.
Yeah.
He's a really cool guy, too. He wants to come on.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Let's get him on.
But no, yeah, we definitely need to have them back on. They're fucking amazing.
Yeah, I've been meaning to reach out to them. I want to get some rap.
I would have to probably say that's actually my favorite show.
Yeah,
besides the Mushroom Show.
All right, that was a good. They're really entertaining. They I need to talk to them anyway because I decided I want to be in a rap video.
Nice.
So I'm gonna hit up all my hip hop friends that do music videos. And I'm gonna be in a rap video. So
and they do. Have you watched their newest video? They do an amazing fucking job.
A lot of them put on some really good episode or really good. Really good quality videos. Sophie, any guests specifically that you loved?
I think the Erin Parks episode was one. I think my favorite moment of that episode was when she did the guitar to the one news article about the casting call, and it was really specific. And then I thought it was fun having Rob on here because he's just so funny, all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Don't let him hear that. Fuck you, Rob.
Rob's the redhead guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. No, I liked him too.
Oh, right.
I would say that Harry was one of my favorite shows, but I didn't show up to that one.
Yeah, or any black people. Sorry.
I showed up to a few.
No, come on.
I did.
We just played.
I got the notes right
here. We just played drops of you.
Yeah, that's
true. We Skyped you in. You didn't want me in the same room with him. You said.
Well, not much I can say to that.
It was a fun year. I got some on the road this year. We did an episode of me getting my ass tattooed this year.
That was fun.
That was fun. It's been good. We've got a lot of, looking back, we've had some great guests. Monica came back in this year.
I missed that one too. See? It's white people too.
We've had some good people, man. I'm happy. Hopefully we get to, I'm trying to be better at booking ahead again. I got so behind and was so busy that I never caught up to. I used to be 6 to 8 weeks booked out on this show, and now I'm like, hey, yeah. What are you doing later tonight? So I think I got the next 2 weeks. We've got Folger Emerson coming on.
Oh, nice.
Soon.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, he's and then we're gonna do an episode soon. I'm going to have an episode coming with Sam Vidovich, our resident movie critique, Tom Meisfjord, and
nice.
Lucas Prom. We're going to be doing a review of the newest Star Wars movie. Mm. So did you guys see that?
I still haven't seen some of the original three.
Well, the prequels or
the
original?
The original.
How the fuck did you not see those? You're my age. God damn it.
I'm not much of a sci-fi person.
It's not it is sci-fi. It's not sci-fi it transcends the genre.
Yeah, that's what I keep on hearing.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it, though.
The original three is actually, I'm not really a sci-fi. I like sci-fi Aliens.
I like sci-fi The Martian and Interstellar,
okay, yeah.
That kind of style where it's kind of almost realistic. Mm-hmm. You could kind of believe it, but
so
not
do you like Alien? Movie Alien?
It was all right, but I didn't like Jamie Lee Curtis that much.
Well, good thing she's not in that movie.
Wasn't it Jamie
Sigourney Weaver?
Same thing.
Oh, what? Sigourney Weaver?
Same thing. They're the same.
You don't like Sigourney Weaver?
No.
What?
She looks too much like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
God damn it.
They don't look alike. They're just white girls. I guess a lot of white girls look alike.
They don't look alike, though.
They all look the same.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver is
they both look like lesbians.
They all pop that pussy the same.
Yeah, they both look like lesbians.
Other than the other one has a dick.
Yeah.
Doesn't she?
Excuse, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Wait, they say which one has a dick?
They're the same person. Have you ever seen them in a movie together?
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah.
I bet she does.
I'm not going to get sued for that one.
Yeah, it's all right. She's a big fan of the show. It's been good looking back. I'm trying to think what the first episode of the year was. But we definitely had some interesting ones. I'm looking back. There's some really less interesting ones.
Speaking of people that have been on the show, did you see that Chris Army got endorsed by Debbie Messing?
Debbie Dutton in the School of Truckin'?
No, Debbie Messing from, what was she on?
Oh, Deborah Messing from Will and Grace.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not gay.
What? No.
Fuck.
Yeah.
How, what does that mean, endorsed by her?
Because he's running for Congress.
Oh.
Yeah, she like retweeted and freaking was in support of him and shit. I'm like, how in the fuck?
Probably.
Like, and he's going on the Young Turks here pretty soon,
yeah,
too.
He's
Young
really
Turks?
Yeah, it's like a political talk show thingy.
Huh.
Well,
I was just surprised. So it's kind of cool.
That's all right. He can he can run for Congress. I'm still going for mayor. So I was talking to Traz about it last week when he was in studio. We are gonna we're doing it, man. I'm going for it. I've downloaded the paperwork. I'm gonna start getting everything together.
I've downloaded the paperwork.
I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna run for mayor.
Yeah.
And I think it's gonna be real fun. I think I can win.
What is your like strategy gonna be?
Well, I've already said my main strategy is I'm going to run a smear campaign on myself.
Yeah, for sure.
That's my first. That's strategy numero uno.
All you have to do is just send out links to the show, and they'll see how much pieces of shit we all are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to be what my thing is I'm going to be a real straight shooter. I'm just going to be frank and honest, and be like, put everything out there, and be like, listen, I don't hide behind a facade. I don't tell you what you want to hear. I say,
so you're basically Sarah Palin and John McCain.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I hate Jews. And, you know, fuck dead babies. Literally, fuck dead babies. In any hole you want to.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
You
just lost my vote already.
Shit.
All right.
You should probably cut that
out. I'll edit that one out for the campaign. I think it'd be, if nothing else, it would draw a lot of attention to me, which we all know I'm an attention whore. But like it would, I think just getting on the platform and just being like, listen, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to hide and like tell you I'm something I'm not. This is who I am. I put it all out there. I'm honest. I'm not, you don't have to wonder about who I am. I've been telling the world who I am for years, whether it's on my podcast or on stage. I have completely been transparent with my life and who I am and what I do.
If anything, though, I will say that you always tell people, or like on stage you always say like, oh, I'm a piece of shit or whatever, but you are not. So you're, if anything, like discrediting yourself.
You're discrediting yourself by being self-deprecating. I
yeah,
guess
because you're
right.
Like way better than you like try to like make people
set
think.
The bar down really low, and then
just pleasantly surprise everybody.
Yeah, we lost again, Jeremy.
Oh, son of a bitch! 2020. My New Year's resolution is to fucking
get a new
mics.
Sound set up. we'll just have you record remotely from home. Sky.
That would work.
You just use your
just plug
studio.
Me into the TV.
Yeah, Jeremy. You'd be like Zord on Power Rangers.
That'd be sweet. Like which one, the old one or the Bryan Cranston one?
I only know I don't know. I only know the one that was racist and the Asian lady died in a car accident.
Ooh.
On September 11th.
Did she?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. We went through that on the show last year, I believe.
Did we?
Because we did that. It was longer than that. It was me, you, and Monica. And we did Two Truths and a Lie or whatever it was.
Oh,
and that
fun.
Was one of the things that I knew like that. And I was like, not only do I know that one, but I know the specific date because it happened right before fucking September 11th.
Damn.
Like, you know what else happened on 9/11? Paula Poundstone, comedian Paula Poundstone.
Fucked a bunch of kids?
She was fucking these kids. And she allegedly. She went to court for it. But like everything shook out. It was this big story, but it all shook out and like got finalized on 9/11. And the media, no one ever heard about it again because everyone was worried.
Yeah, she was
about
out touring like 2-3 years later.
Yeah, you know, like people forget that and like, no, she was like molesting kids.
And had like,
but
child porn. And,
yeah. But because,
Jesus.
So my theory is
she did 9/11.
She orchestrated 9/11 to make it so like no one would know that she fucking fucked dead babies in all the holes.
Oh my God.
That is a callback that must be edited out as well. Oh, God damn it.
The Sophie, I've never seen you actually look that disappointed at me. Oh my god, that hurt my soul a little bit.
Oh my god,
that's the first time I think I've ever seen Sophie look kind of disappointed at me.
I don't know what it must be, just because I'm tired. I'm resting disappointment face.
Are you a Catholic mom?
Yeah,
just resting disappointment face. Oh god, can we write that down? Can you write resting disappointment face down in the notes? Can I use that, Sophie?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna use that. That might end up in my set when I talk about my mom.
Aw, I'm flattered.
So yeah, but it's been a good year, man. So we got a big year planned. We're gonna keep doing what we do, and it's not that big. We're just gonna keep doing what we do. I'm like, it's going to be real big. We're going to keep doing what we've been doing. So, you know.
A bunch of stuff.
But I will say this. This year, some interesting things have happened. It's really nice when I'm out and about. You know, not just out. I'm also about. you know, and I'm... Have you ever just been about? No one's just
only
about.
Only on drugs, you're, like, yeah. Severely.
You know, like, who's just about? What are you doing? I'm just about.
I'm just about.
Not out. Just about. We could lose it. It's like highways and byways. You ever been on a byway?
Yeah.
You know what it is? What's the difference?
I don't know. They just call it that, and I'm like, I guess I'm on a byway now.
It's a highway when you're coming. It's a byway when you're leaving.
Aw, cute.
I feel like I did mushrooms today. I did not. So what was I talking about?
Highways and byways
and out and about. Oh yeah. So I've it's nice when I run into people and they listen to the show. They're like, if some people I don't even know. Like, I was in Missoula, Montana a while back, and I was sitting at this place eating food that I always go to after I go to shows. We've been there, the Tamarack. So if you've been there with me.
I like that place.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just sort of talking to this guy next to me at the bar, and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I do stand-up comedy. I just got done with the show. And he's like, oh, what's your name? Like, Deese, blah, blah. And he goes, oh, hey, man. I listen to your podcast. And I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, yeah. I listen every week. And like, I didn't know him. I never met him. I always want to know, like, I want to ask him, like, how did you find my show?
Yeah.
But I never want to sound surprised. Always want to be like, of course you listen to it. Everyone does.
Yeah.
But it's always nice. And I've had that instance a couple times where people know about the show or they listen to it, or people send me like, hey, I was listening to your show, and I'll be like, I didn't even know you listened. Like, yeah, I listen every week. So yeah, it's nice when you hear that. So
yeah, it's super weird. When I was doing YouTube videos all the time, like, I would go out in public and people would come running up to me and stuff and actually knew who I was, and I was like, it's kind of fucking creepy.
Yeah,
like, because it's like they know me, they know my kids, they know all of that stuff. I've never met any of these people, but
yeah,
it was fun at the same time. It was cool.
It's a weird experience
all the time with me too. People just go running up and they're just like, whoa, we know you, and I'm just like, oh my
You're
god,
the abortion
you guys.
Lady.
Yeah. You know, that never happened.
Sophie, we were somewhere recently and someone was like fawning over you and how funny you were.
He wasn't fawning, it was at the Onion. And he's like, oh, you're a comedian that did the roast battle. And I was like, yeah. And we just sat there for like 5 to 7 seconds. He's like, oh, okay. And like walked away.
Hey,
like, did I do a good job?
Hey, you're that girl that probably had a Make-A-Wish dream to be on stage at the Spokane Comedy Club.
I was like, yeah, but the cancer healed or something.
She's one of the kids that Paula Poundstone molested.
Yeah. Fucking every
that was
hole.
The trade-off.
God damn it. How many times do I got to put to edit this shit out?
Well, you're going to miss one of them.
Yeah. Well, then now we got to, like, it's... ongoing, so now we have to leave all of them in. Mm. Otherwise, they're not going to.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah. The continuity.
It is.
And when I say every hole, I mean every hole.
Yeah.
Not even like the ones you normally would fuck.
Nope.
In no way.
Does I'm talking the
views of Deese yeah. represent me. Maybe Sophie. I think they might Sophie, but
I'm talking even yeah. the hole that the like forceps puncture in the spine.
Paula Poundstone got in my tear duct. Those are tiny holes.
I'm talking bonus holes that are made when the doctor, when the Mexican abortion clinic is wildly, blindly stabbing with the metal coat hanger into the woman's uterus. There's so many holes to fuck that baby. Okay.
That is disclaimer. The words of Paula Poundstone is what she said, not Deese Casillas, future mayor of Spokane.
These not endorsed by the people to elect Deese Casillas for mayor of Spokane. All right, so
should we just start over?
He's just shaking his head.
Mahlav Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. I am Deese. If you were listening to anything before that, just jokes. Just kittens. Little kittens.
Oh,
you know what those
God.
Are? Baby cats. Little kittens.
Oh, cute.
But what about their holes?
I'm gonna fuck them. okay.
God damn it. Now you got me roped into this shit. This is fucking stupid. I want out.
It's too late. We're already in this together. I got a gun to my head. The fucking whole place is wired.
Like, this is gonna be the one episode that my parents fucking listen to.
Yeah. I was just
Jeremy,
thinking about that before I came here.
Your mom knows me though. She'd be fine.
Oh yeah, she says hi.
Hi Wendy, I love you. Yeah, she watched me get yelled at.
Yeah, that was funny. She talked about that.
Did she?
Yeah, she told our family and she's like, do you think that if that lady would have said when that lady said your mother should be ashamed or something, she's like, do you think Deese would have liked it if I would have stood up and been like, I'm his mother and I'm not ashamed? I was like, no, Mom.
I would have appreciated it. Wendy, I appreciate the thought and the willingness, your bravery. That's why you are my hero. You're the wind beneath my wings. You carry me when there's only one set of footprints. It's because... you're giving me a silly piggyback ride, and I appreciate that.
I got high today, and I can't stop saying everything's cute.
I like how you said you got high today.
Today,
yeah. Like, it's not
specifically.
Just feeling it at the end of the year. You're
yeah,
wacky.
Celebration time.
Normally, I don't do this, but so. All right, let's move on to a couple things. Holidays. How do you guys good holidays, guys? Good holidays.
It's all right. I handed out 50 meals to the homeless.
No, you did not.
I did too.
Bullshit.
I did. Me and my family, we went downtown and we handed out meals to the homeless.
Poisoned, I hope. Fuck those people. Fucking homeless.
No, it was actually really good.
When I'm a mayor, I got
giant
a plan.
Ham sandwiches.
To
we gave them hats, gloves.
What kind of hats were they?
Like
all,
beanies.
Be with the little
yeah,
propellers on
definitely,
top.
So we can see them coming.
Yeah. Let's hope they fly the fuck away, those garbage pieces of shit.
Go to Missoula.
this is the one episode that if anyone listens to will make sure I'm never in charge of anything.
But no, yeah, we gave them hats. And,
did you really?
What,
Christmas Day?
Socks. Christmas Eve.
No, well, that's not as
it doesn't
yeah,
count.
You don't want the homeless
but we got my kids down there
because
they're spoiled-ass little brats, so we got them down there handing shit out.
Okay.
It was pretty cool. There was only three that tried to start a fight with us, so that was all right.
Did you make the sandwiches?
Well, my uncle and my dad participated in making the sandwiches. I more packed the bags, organized stuff.
Look at you go. Good yeah. for you. You should have called me. I wouldn't have answered.
Yeah. That's why I didn't call you.
No. I have in the past, I've done the soup kitchen thing and stuff like that on, because I don't do anything for the holidays. So,
yeah.
I didn't this year. I've been clinically depressed, so I haven't done anything.
Oh, that's cool. How's that working for you?
Great. Turns out you, a lot of comedy. A lot of comedy comes from dark places. So I've been, Sophie. What?
I don't know. You said dark places. Did I ever tell you guys about the gaping butthole? I told Deese for sure.
So I've been clinically depressed. Did I ever tell you guys about my gaping butthole?
No, not my gaping butthole.
Oh, sorry.
The gaping butthole. He said dark places.
Sophie, your gaping butthole is the gaping butthole. Don't let anyone ever tell you otherwise.
So inspirational.
Okay, the gaping butthole.
I see dead people in 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally did see it every time I closed my eyes for like 2 days.
So what is about this gaping butthole? Wait, did we talk about this?
Yeah, I told you about it.
I want to say we talked about it on the show.
Oh, we did? So, maybe. Okay, then
so
I won't.
What happened? It was like a
basically,
picture?
Basically, long story short, yeah, my neighbor, so I know whose
that's
gaping
right.
butthole
that's
it is.
Right. You found out whose
me
butthole
picture?
It is?
I'm assuming it was his. I think he took his own gaping butthole
here.
Pictures.
Look at here, Debbie.
He don't need no man.
Debbie, who's the detective girl? Debbie Dutz? No, that's a trick.
That's
Tom Clancy.
Nancy Drew.
Nancy Drew.
Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah, I don't know. okay, so I'm bad at this. So you found out who the gaping butthole is.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how your holiday was?
Yeah, that's it. Sorry, you were talking about your clinical depression and
the
dark places.
Yeah, so I've lots of comedies been coming from that. I've been writing quite a bit. So, Sophie, you went to Montana, right? So I saw Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, we went to Chico. We ate at the Chico restaurant. So fucking yummy. Holy shit, goddamn. And we soaked and it was like a really super chill Christmas. So that's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Get any gifts, guys? Anyone?
I got a 50 millimeter prime lens.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's what you showed me earlier.
And an induction teapot.
Induction teapot?
So it's one of the ones, it's like the electric ones that you plug in.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
Awesome,
yeah. Those are good. Yeah.
You turn it on and it has hot water in like 10 seconds.
Yeah. That's
Damn.
A good. I like that.
It's awesome.
Anything else?
No.
Sophie, what'd you get?
Got lots of chocolate. My cousin gave me a Polaroid camera, which I was excited about.
Yeah. All right.
My other cousin gave me a essential oil diffuser. We basically, the main thing that we do, because we don't really have any kids in the family anymore, is we just do a DVD and a CD exchange. So the DVD I got, I can't remember what it's called, but it's about a guy who's a chef with three daughters, and apparently it's a very sexual movie. Because
does he bang the daughters?
Well, I hope not. I don't think so.
Help me, stepdad, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Yeah.
Sorry, I've been
and
watching
he's
porn
like...
a lot.
Oh, man.
But one of
I think my New Year's resolution should be to start watching porn again. Sorry, one of the videos?
No.
Maybe that's why you're depressed.
Maybe.
No porn.
Yeah, no porn. So what? One of the reviews, sorry.
Oh, something. Just one of the reviews on the front said it's hard to tell where the food stops and the sex starts. And
is
I'm like, did
thing?
I
just
get a
eating.
Fucking porno for Christmas?
It's not really that hard if you're doing anal.
Yeah,
ew.
True.
You kind of tell where the food
starts.
Yeah,
two girls, one cup.
You know exactly where it starts
and
stops. Yeah.
I'll tell you where it's going. On my chest.
Nice.
Oh, I did get a Nintendo Switch controller too.
Okay, do you have a Nintendo Switch?
Yes.
I don't know what those are, but okay. I'm just being happy for you. Just trying to be supportive. I don't know what they are. I was with talking to someone the other day, and we're talking about gaming machines, and I'm like, I don't know how to play anything past Super Nintendo. Like that's where my level of gaming stopped. I like anything past that. I've played PlayStation a couple times, the original. I played Nintendo 64 a couple of times, but like they had to be like pretty remedial games. Like I couldn't use all the different joysticks and the triggers, and I need something.
So no GoldenEye.
No.
Man, that's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Like I know I played a little bit of the Mario Kart. That was pretty easy.
The Mario Kart.
Did I sound? Yeah, is that what the kids are calling
me? Like a foreign uncle. I played a little bit of the Mario Kart.
That's a little bit of the kart. I get in the get in the thing and I drive it with the mushrooms. so, yeah, I don't know video games, man. So good. Everyone had a good holiday. That's good. All right. Any New Year's resolutions coming up, guys?
I'd like to spend less money drinking out.
So last time I talked to you, were stopping drinking.
Oh, and no, aw, that can't have been last time. That was like 4 months ago. Yeah, I brought two tall boys because two beers is less than four beers.
That's right, Sophie math.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did go like 3 days this year on purpose without drinking. I've gone longer than that without drinking, but not like on purpose, you know?
Just in jail.
Yeah, a little jailbird. And that's my New Year's resolution is like to quit going to jail all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
God. So quit drinking out as much. Get drunk at home more.
Yeah, or like drink at home and then go out. No, maybe just not drink
same thing.
As much.
That's not just drink
it's
less.
It's just the money thing, yeah.
Save money. That's,
and also
that's what's always so much better about Montana is you can just fucking bring your goddamn beer from home into the
yeah.
bar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, see, so it's not really about the drinking. It's the money.
Yeah, I would say that's most of it.
But a lot of the money goes to the drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's
the drink.
It's cause and effect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let's say causational.
I'd like to eat better and exercise more, but that's...
You can't do that drunk and
not
poor.
Not happening. So...
But I'm always drunk and I don't have money for a gym membership.
Yeah. They always kick me out for public intoxication.
You know what you should do? I got a solution for all your ailments. I'm going to lay it on you right now. You ready?
Okay.
You should join the Flying Irish.
What's that?
It is a group of people who run from bar to bar. It's like
Whoa.
A runner's group, and they run, and they'll run a couple miles, or like, you know, mile to this bar and stop and hang out and like have a drink maybe.
You get a pretty cool shirt.
Yeah, and then you run.
Yeah, pretty cool shirt.
They do it once a week. I haven't seen it. I guess it's winter.
Yeah,
but
I haven't seen him since like St. Patty's Day like 6 years ago, I haven't been downtown in a long time either.
They
see a bunch of drunk people in a group running, aren't they going to look like hooligans? Just running away from
Irish,
something?
That's racist.
Yeah,
what, is hooligans and Irish?
They are the N-words of Europe.
Oh, I didn't know hooligan was a...
Very racist term.
Yeah, Jesus.
Wow.
That's their N-word.
You learn a new thing every day.
Yeah, the H-word.
The H-word.
Yeah.
You know, that was Jesus' middle name.
Hooligan?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the H for hooligan?
Yeah.
I thought it was for Jose.
Oh, see, that starts with a J.
What? Pronounce it.
Jose.
Well, that's an H.
Oh, shit. Well, if you spell it with an H, then it's just hose.
No, you put a little umlaut at the end. Well, you make the E gay.
Oh, that's cute. It's putting its little hand up like this.
That E's sucking a dick. That's Jose.
Jose.
Jose. Ho gay.
Whoa, no way.
Oh boy, I've got so much to apologize for this evening already. This year is getting off to a good start. I've offended our Lord and Savior. I've made a mockery of our political system, our municipal political system.
Don't forget Paula Poundstone.
Paula Poundstone and fucking babies and all the holes. Mm. Even the extra bonus holes.
Oh, man.
So, all right. All right, good. That's it. Is Jeremy, New Year's resolution?
I'm pretty much already perfect. I don't need any.
That's, yeah, there you go.
That's good spirit.
That's so good. Yeah.
Stop getting injured at the gym, I guess.
Nice. Yeah, see, that's why I don't go.
That's why I don't go, yeah. Yeah, no, you should, yeah, run. Run from, do the bar, you know, or pick a bar far away from you and run there before you can drink. Or you know what I used to do? And now this is probably what a doctor, a clinical physician would call a sign of alcoholism when you're making deals with yourself such as this. But I used to say that I had to spend as much time at the gym in a day as I did at the bar.
Okay.
So if I went to the gym for an hour, I got to go to the bar for an hour. Yeah. And eventually I made it weekly so it could be like, you know, today I went to the bar for 3 hours, but I only went for an hour. I can go 2 hours tomorrow. And eventually I just had a crippling alcohol addiction and was overweight. So.
Wait, that doesn't.
No, it just didn't work out as well. No, you just, so when I went to weekly, just do it. If you do it daily. If you do it daily, or like I worked out. If I work out for an hour, I can go to the bar for an hour.
Yeah.
That way. Doesn't help you with the money, but
yeah I think that is, I guess, what it boils down to really this year is just being better with money. Mm-hmm. Because while alcohol does play a huge part in why I am broke a lot, I also just have a really bad spending problem. Like, I don't hang on to anything. If I have money at the end of the month, it's like, oh, like I'll reward myself with something. It's not like, better save that because you're probably going to struggle with rent next month, too.
You're like buying yourself a custom bowling trophy.
Yeah, and I don't even bowl. I just wanted the trophy.
How's your zombie game going?
It's going well. It's going well. I've actually been able to not spend
a lot
like,
of money
on
the zombie game.
In fact, I pretty much don't. If I ever feel tempted too, I usually, like, I'm like, okay, put it down.
Yeah.
I wish it were that easy with alcohol.
Yeah.
Usually when I'm tempted to, I'm like,
just
I
go
need
ahead
this.
And do it. Just do it. Yeah. That. Do you still tell that joke about the zombie game?
Yeah, I think I am going to keep it.
That's
do
a
you
good
like
joke.
It?
I like it a lot. Yeah. It always seems to work, too.
Yeah.
So, all right. There you go. I don't know if I have a New Year's resolution. I think my New Year's resolution is the same as it is every year, and it is for everyone else to get their shit together. That's kind of what I'm hoping for people to do. Like, I want people
you
to...
You just made so much eye contact when you said that.
I want people to do my best.
Okay.
That's what I want. Don't do your best. Do my best, you know? Because it's better.
It's better, yeah.
It's better for so many reasons. So I want to. We're going to get into the other stuff, the awards and everything, the ending stuff here in a second. I want to talk about this because this came up, and this is. I actually used to do a joke about this, and I forgot about it. I'm going to bring it back because this was I was reminded today on Facebook today. Someone asked a question. They said, "There's a new pizza place, actually, where Uncle D's used to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new market.
Yeah, it's like an artisan pizza place. Yeah."
And on Facebook, they asked, does Market Street Pizza do calzones? This is what they asked on Facebook. And I'm like, you know what else you could do with that fucking machine you're on is go to fucking Google and ask them or find their fucking phone number and call the place. Like, the idea that people ask questions on Facebook that should be fucking asked on Google. It's not a separate machine. You don't have a Facebook machine and a Google machine. They're on the same goddamn device. Just ask the question. Like, here's the joke that I wrote years ago was about someone asked on Facebook. This is legitimately what they'd ask. My husband got frostbite on his hands. What should we do? And my response was, call 911, you dumb cunt. What the fuck do you think you should? No, do you know what you shouldn't do? Waste your time typing out and selecting the specific background you want for a post on Facebook. Because you know what? You know who has great ideas? Emergency rooms when it comes to things like frostbite. Do you know who has terrible ideas? Everyone Facebook. On Facebook. No yeah. one on Facebook has ever had a single good idea. All you're going to get is some weird like GIFs.
And the emoji, like, instead of liking it, it'll be like the sad one with the tear.
Yeah.
No one will even comment on it.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, God damn it. Like, the idea that people need to, it's like, we are that stupid now. Like, here's a different thing. If you want a peer review thing, I understand it. Like, hey, people in my area, I'm looking for the best, what do you think is the best burger in Spokane? You know? That, and you know, yeah, you could Google that too, but if you want like your friends' opinions, that's a different story. What you should do with frostbite, there's not a lot of varying opinions. We're like, oh, you could use essential oils. Have you tried lavender? That might work.
You've never gotten frostbite if you wouldn't have been vaccinated.
hand. You just have a retarded hand.
Yeah. It's the metals in the vaccine that caused your hand to freeze.
It's absurd that people are that stupid. You're like, God damn it, just fucking Google it. Like, that's something you can Google. And instead of sitting there posting it and waiting for someone to hopefully, and here's what most of the answers were. I don't know. I don't think so. I've been there, but I didn't ask. Maybe. I hope they do. Wham, next time I go, I'm going to find out. Nobody fucking knows. You can just call the goddamn place. Pick up the phone, call them, or I bet their menu is online.
Yeah, that's like one thing when people call and they ask what the address is for the club. And I'm like, how the fuck did you find this number?
Yeah.
Because the address...
The address is right below it. Yeah. It's very years ago when I used to work at this furniture store. I worked at a Lazy Boy store, and Lazy Boy is not spelled phonetically, or like it's spelled LA'ZB'Y. So that's how Lazy Boy brand spells, because shit was quirky when people were racist in the '40s and it was invented. People were just fucking still had polio and didn't know how to spell fucking inbred Hicks. So people would look us up, and the owner was too cheap to put us in the yellow pages, right? Because you had to pay to be in the yellow. This is phone. Do you know what a phone book is, Sophie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
This is back when
I had a landline.
Dude, had a landline.
yeah,
just so we could have internet. But
a fucking cordless still.
Yeah, I know. God. So he was too cheap to put us in the yellow pages, so you couldn't look us up under furniture, right? And so people couldn't find us because they didn't know how to spell it correctly. And then people would eventually, you know, if they did find us, they'd call us, and I'd pick up the phone, thanks for calling Lazy Boy, blah, blah, blah. And people be like, this is how people, this is, I'd be like, thanks for calling Lazy Boy. And the first thing they'd say would be like, you're not in the phone book. This is how people start a conversation. I'm like, and eventually got to the point where I was so jaded. I'm like, actually, we are in the phone book. You just have to know where to look correctly. And they're like, well, what's your phone, or like, what's your, you know, you're not in the phone book. And they start bitching about it. I'm like, and finally I started flipping out on people. I'm like, well, you got us now. We're on the phone. Do you just want to tell us we're not in the phone book, or do you have something to fucking talk about right now? Cause I don't want to talk about us being in the phone book. Why the fuck did you call us? Did you only want to call us to sell us advertising space in the yellow pages and you couldn't find us? Is that why? Otherwise, there's no reason to lead off this conversation or waste our fucking time about why we're not in the phone book or you couldn't find us. You have us now. Do you want to talk about the phone book, or do you want to talk about a fucking recliner? You dickless piece of shit. You're going to die soon anyway because you're probably 87 years old. You better get to being relaxed.
Oh.
And, yeah. So people are dumb.
Yeah. Do you feel better now?
No.
You got some weight off your shoulders?
I still hate them. Still hate them. Oh, all right. Anyway. Guys, are we doing news tonight? Did we decide?
If we're doing that, I found some old news stories that I didn't say yet.
Why don't we do a news story or two, and then we'll get into this stuff. So how's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right, let's get you going here.
Okay, so first one. Wow. Wow. Oh, yeah.
And now, the Social Hour News with Sophie Tomey.
Did you see the news this week? Yeah, neither did I. It's definitely not because we were drinking and getting high. All the stuff on TV is the same shit, but on a different day. So I found some interesting stories to talk about today. Accuracy not guaranteed, little disclaimer. Guaranteed is news with a little Sophie flavor. So here's the Social Hour News. Without further ado, let's get into all the cool stories that I've gathered just for you.
All right.
All right. Well, this is perfect because Jeremy had the kind thought to share his precious news. Okay. MPD apologizes for viral homeless quilt social media post. There is a picture involved. It's a picture of two cops holding up cardboard taped together because it takes strength to hold up cardboard. It says, want to wish everybody in 4th Precinct a Merry Christmas, especially our captain. Hope you enjoy our homeless quilt. Sincerely, Panhandler Patrol.
I hope you enjoy our homeless quilt.
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Panhandler Patrol seems like a terrible cartoon on like Saturday
like
morning.
Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Homeless
Patrol.
Dogs.
Yeah. Put down that bindle.
Okay. Mobile, Alabama. A social media post by mobile police officers featuring a photo and text that some say mock homeless people has resulted in an apology by MPD Police Chief Lawrence Batista.
Jeez.
The photo, which was posted on a private Facebook page, shows two MPD officers in uniform holding up a cardboard, quote-unquote, quilt of taped-together signs apparently confiscated from panhandlers. Is that enough? Should I keep going?
It is funny that, like, the police have no idea, like, not the so the ineptitude, like, ability to understand how this is going to be perceived.
Well, in their defense, they put it on a private Facebook.
Oh, but that doesn't still,
wait,
like...
a private Facebook?
Yeah.
Like, just for police officers?
I mean, it just said private, so I mean...
So how did it get out?
I don't know.
Someone leaked it.
Yeah. We need to find out who the whistleblowers.
We gotta get AI. Friends. We gotta get internal affairs on this. Get him on this, on the case. See who leaked it.
But yeah, I mean, the fact that they don't know how that's going to be perceived.
Yeah, like, obviously that's going to go poorly. No pun intended.
That went over like a cardboard quilt.
Ellie, that would be great if they were, like, handing them out.
I thought at first.
Can we douse them with smallpox first and hand
them
out?
No, it is literally, like, all the signs that they confiscated from the people taped together.
Here's the thing that really pisses me off. I get... doing this as a joke, I understand. I can put all those pieces together. I can appreciate how that can, I go to great lengths to do ridiculous, stupid things that only I find entertaining. I understand that. Here's the part where it really bothers me. Is I guarantee you this was done while they were on the clock. These guys were getting paid to make this fucking quilt.
Hardboard quilt.
Instead of, like, actually doing their goddamn job. That's where I would really be upset, yeah. Is the fact that these guys are, like, I am sure in Mobile, Alabama, there's probably a couple crimes happening. There's definitely people smoking meth and fucking their cousins. I know that for goddamn sure.
Yeah.
I watched the video.
What?
I came to
oh,
it
it's
twice
Mobile.
Today.
That makes sense, actually.
I still have a butt plug in my anus due to me watching Mobile Alabamans bang their cousins and smoke methamphetamine of the crystal sort.
Sorry, I was reading the apology.
Okay. Well, what was their apology?
Just, you know, your basic police apology. As a police department entrusted with serving and protecting our community, we offer our sincerest apology for the insensitive gesture of a Facebook post by two of our officers where they are holding up a homeless quilt made of panhandling signs.
I love how they're still calling it a
quilt
though.
Yeah.
I know. It's not a quilt. A quilt.
In order to make up for our mistakes, we've decided to raffle it
just
off.
Just because you sew something together doesn't make it a quilt. Uh-huh. Yeah, guess what? It was called human centipede, not human quilt.
Human quilt.
God damn it. Just because you sew it together doesn't make it a quilt.
Aw, human quilt.
I want a single centipede myself.
The comments are even better, though. The first comment is, newsflash, 98% of the homeless are worthless bums or worse. They refuse to work. They are perfectly healthy. They would rather drink or smoke crack all day.
Jesus.
And just sit on their lazy asses than show up for work than the rest of us. What? Most of them are probably breaking into your house or car while you're at work, and a good 10% of them, from what I've seen, are borderline threatening, and they are a robbery looking for a place to happen. They approach me consistently almost every time I am fueling up a local truck stop. Here's a tip for the bleeding heart dummies. Anyone who refuses to get up and go to work does not deserve your money, your patience, your pity, or your indulgence.
I agree with all that.
What about this one? What about this one? They apologized? Why? The more we give in to liberal insanity, the more they feel empowered to act insane. They did nothing wrong. Grow a spine and stop apologizing when some leftist basket case is triggered by common sense of humor. Have they apologized for being anti-American, satanic, anti-freedom, anti-human, anti-police, anti-child, or any other Antifa agenda? No?
Jesus Christ.
Then stop giving them any attention.
Goddamn,
I'm very
Russians
disappointed.
On our internet.
I just had to do a word search to see if anybody said the N-word in the comments.
Oh, did they?
Sadly, no.
Oh, wow.
Southerners are doing good.
All right. Good way to go,
good
Alabama.
Job.
Way to go. Going along.
Surprising.
No,
it's the internet.
Yeah. All right. You got anything else, Sophie?
All right. Let's see what else Jeremy said. Do we end the year with a Florida man story?
I think we should.
There's two Florida man stories in there, though.
Oh, shit. I'll do the number two Florida man story, because Florida is all shit. Florida man arrested after refusing to remove "I eat ass" sticker from truck. Well, that's unfortunate. He can put whatever he wants on his update, charges dropped. Oh, yeah. Florida man says his First Amendment rights were violated after being arrested for a sticker he placed on his pickup truck. 23-year-old Dylan Shane Webb was pulled over on U.S. Highway 90 after a deputy saw the sticker, which reads, "I eat ass."
Yeah.
Good for him.
I will say this. I mean, not surprising in Florida. But I'm not that... I don't want to, like, legislate this. But there should be, like, some common social contract where, you know, like, people have those shirts that are like, "Go fuck yourself," or like, it's like, come on,
they're
like,
trashy.
We're in public, man. Like, we all have to get, well, in a space we all have to you know, share, there should be some kind of thought of the people around you.
We should
and,
just
like,
outlaw
what,
bumper stickers.
That's fair. Yeah, I'm down with that, man. Yeah, yeah. Or what we should do is, like, we should just offer, like, hey, free cockfight for anyone who has a bumper sticker on your car. Show your bumper sticker as you're driving in. You get to see this cockfight for free. And then we just arrest all those people. And send them to an island, send them to the Philippines or something, because they're fucking worthless people.
Well, here's the thing. I agree with what you say about how in common area people should just have like decency.
Yeah.
But I also feel like it's a fucking sticker on a goddamn truck. Like, you're in Florida and you don't have anything better to do right now.
What do you
expect? I've never met a fucking Dylan that's not a total douchebag.
Right.
Yeah, so just expect it and
there's no doctor
go catch
named
some
Dylan.
No, Dr.
Meth
Dylan.
Guy.
No.
Dr.
No.
Dylan.
It's Dylan.
Dr. Dylan.
Dylan Webb. I eat ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a proctologist.
Hey! Yeah, he is.
That's butts. That's the dark hole Sophie's been down. It's a dark hole. Gaping butthole. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I get it. I don't want to tell people they can't, but at the same time, it is. It's innocuous. It's not a big deal. But, like, you know, someone's kid may see that, and then the kid's going to be like, what's "I eat ass" mean? And then the parent has to lie to them like they do about actually being their real dad.
Yeah.
And how their actual dad was a Puerto Rican guy who banged their mom in the back of an Escalade and then fled the country because they were only here to sell drugs or
and
buy drugs
ass.
And eat ass. And they did. They ate the shit out of their mom's ass.
Taking all the good American ass-eating jobs.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's stuck raising this kid with a fucking fluffy hair, not like real, not like his hair. And he's like, how come our hair is different? How come I want to talk about eating ass? He's like, because it's in your blood. Your dad ate ass. You come from a long line of
your ass. Your dad's dad
eating.
Ate ass.
Motherfucker, god damn it. So I think we should just...
It would be fun to actually explain that to your kid, though, without lying.
Ass.
Like, what would you say if you honestly had to? A kid says, I eat ass, and you made a vow to yourself to never lie to your kid. What do you say? People sometimes, when a man and a... Well...
Bird and the Beast.
Oh, okay. Is this the Bird and the Beast song? Okay. Well, Johnny... When two people really love each other, they like to make a special connection.
Yeah.
Sometimes in public, you'll see two people kissing.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they really
they love
like
each other.
Because
they're going to get married.
Yeah. And sometimes they want more flavor in their kiss.
So they put on Twizzlers flavor chapstick.
Yes, yeah, they do that, yeah. But they don't put it on their lips.
They put it on their fingers and then put it on their lips?
Do you
they
know
don't
what an
get
ass
cooties.
Is?
What? Glasses?
Ass? Like a,
ass?
Yeah, it sometimes looks like elbows, but on your lower back.
Lower back elbows?
Yeah, and they put the chapstick right in that little
in their
elbow crack of their butt. And then the other person kisses it real good.
How good?
So good that it's become a rising trend in American culture. And sometimes, you know, it's a pretty special thing. That's what it is when someone says, I eat ass. It means they're in love.
And they're gonna eat ass forever?
Forever and ever.
Oh, wow.
Can I eat your ass?
No. That's a non-family member kiss.
That's not what Uncle Johnny said.
Oh, yeah. You probably shouldn't hang around Uncle Johnny anymore.
And scene. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, that was... quite a thing.
Masterpiece Theater at DCCS. Yeah. It's okay.
All right, guys. Are we ready to get into this end of the year?
Yeah, let's do it.
Stuff. All right, guys. We've just got some different categories here. First, we are going to go with first category is best historical moment. Best historical moment.
Ooh. So, best historical moment, like
we talk about a moment from history.
Okay, that was definitely on mushrooms when Sophie was singing about the Nazis.
Oh, that was a good one. But this is let's see. I think this was.
Oh, we're not voting?
No. Oh, sorry. Okay.
God damn.
They're already here. They're already here.
Didn't
already here. So, best historical moment. I think this was with Harry J. Reilly. Harry J. Reilly was here. Was Hawaii the one that balanced out our flag?
Yeah,
gave
I
us
think
50?
So.
Did they make a new flag every time we got a new state? They added, they're like, or how fast are they adding states where they're like, they hadn't even got out the one with 40, 42. Like they got to 40, we're like, we're balanced. Hey, we just picked up Nevada. They're like, you fucking assholes.
What the fuck was that lady's name? Betsy Ross.
I heard she was good with the fellatio.
Yeah, anyone with that kind of nimble hands, right? She can
sell
a flag.
She was a taint tickler.
She was known for two things: sewing the American flag and tickling taints. One of them's on a gravestone. It ain't the American flag. Whatever. Who cares? She made a flag. Fuck. Million Chinese people do that every day now.
Interesting fact about Ross: she wasn't even intending to make a flag. She was going to make that design into a pair of MC Hammer pants.
Really?
And then George Washington came in and was like, that'll make a good flag. She was like, oh.
And then a couple, a scant 250 years years later, Old Navy was like, hey, we should make those into hammer pants. We'll sell them for $2 during 4th of July, max 5 per customer. I was thinking about that today because I saw a lady, because, you know, we're in the 4th of July week. Everyone has a birthday month now. Like, it's my birthday. Oh, now God. Even America's like, it's my birthday month. You get one day. We don't give a shit. And this lady's wearing like an American flag shirt. And I'm like, I don't, that seems absurd to me. What really blows up is like, it's become a whole cottage industry of like, you see these most typical like douchebag white guys, the frat guys with some guy named Chet who's got like the American flag bandana and like the
they
like
tank top.
Yeah, tank top. And then it's like they got like an American flag cod piece. And I'm like, dude, you can't be mad at someone who's burning the flag and also wearing it on your dick. Like,
yeah.
You can't. I don't think you can do that. That doesn't. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, you have to. Where's the level of respect? Like, this could be up against my butthole. But like, you're saying your butthole is better than someone's the bottom of someone's shoe. I don't know about that, man. I might roll the dice on that one. best historical moment. That was good. That was little Betsy Ross dropping some knowledge about facts. Harry Riley bringing the facts. She was known for her tickling taint. Yeah. Next, this is a short clip. Best justification from 2019's episodes. I'm not even sure what this is.
I feel like I know what
is. Well, we'll see. Best justification. I need to know their birthday in relation to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed flying Flight 907 into the first tower. That was...
Did not expect that.
That was... I think I was talking about Michaela Maroney, the...
Yeah, the Olympic
With the Olympic ass. I think that's what that was. I forgot about that one. That's true. I do need to know because that makes a difference. Were you a before or after 9/11? Is that a historical fact to you, or is that something that happened in your life?
Me? Are you asking me?
I mean, in general. No, for you, you were alive.
Yeah.
Barely.
I was a first grader.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
I was 20.
Yeah, I was 20. I was 19. So. All right, this is most inappropriate children's tale. Okay, most inappropriate.
I think today wins for that one.
Yeah.
This will make it into...
We have a new challenge.
Yeah, for 2020's most inappropriate children's tale. They're like, oh, Little Mermaid wasn't a black girl. It's like, Little Mermaid was not a white girl.
She's made
as
up.
Green, actually.
She's made up.
Yeah. She's like a terrifying creature.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's
still
more like...
Still got a vagina, though.
I think it'd be sexier if the top half of the fish part.
Oh, totally.
She couldn't sing.
She just lays eggs and you just jerk off onto them.
Bloody stuff for legs.
Oh, fuck. Louis C.K. kind of girl.
I'm pregnant. How? I just jerked off. I don't know. That's all it takes.
What was the category for that?
Inappropriate children. We've got best musical moment. Best musical moment. Next, this features Sophie Tomey and Laura Lee White. You don't think you could do it, Sophie?
I think I could do it really badly.
Oh, God.
Why?
That's what we're going for, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, no.
We're just trying to appropriate some culture.
Yo. A little smoky here. I hate myself so much right now. Oh my God. Wait, am I actually supposed to do this?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, we're doing it right now.
Okay, you start.
Oh my God.
Lil Dub, take it away. Lil Dub.
Just got back from Tri-Cities. Sunset on the lake.
Oh. Titties.
Midlife pictures of the lake.
Okay, okay. Okay. Social Hour Podcast with Sophie. This is, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, okay, words. Okay. I have to, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
You're rapping like you've never heard Shook Ones before.
Flip-flops. I'm Sophie and I'm bad at hip-hop. I'm drinking Coors Light, but I stopped drinking yesterday, but it's a new night, so I'll be sober tomorrow. How will I...
Oh, girl.
I'm just spitting everywhere. Okay, can one of you just, like, kill me after this?
You got more? More bars?
No, good. I have no more bars. I couldn't even finish, like, three. Man. Oh, my God.
That was best musical moment on the...
Thank you guys for letting me be here.
Okay, now we have a tie for best reenactment on the show, and we have to vote who wins what is the best reenactment from this past year. The first one is Deese's grandparents. Yeah, my grandma had 14 kids. I don't know how she did it. She was pregnant for like 16 years straight. No. Man, that's fucking nuts, right?
Fucking crazy. And then if she was breastfeeding, like she never got her tits back.
No, my grandpa never got her tits back. Jeez, like, goddamn. He's fucking wild kids are sucking tits. Yes. He had to have been. Otherwise, like, when you have time to plant another seed, grandpa? The doctors are like, sir, you're going to have to take your dick out of your wife for us to get the baby out of there. You can't have your dick in the woman while the baby's coming out. Yes, the birthing canal is very large now after you've had what we call a gaggle of children. But you're going to need to probably at least move your dick to the side a bit, if not extract your penis completely from your wife's vagina at this point. Yes, it is cavernous. There's room to twirl an umbrella. Yes, your soft shoe dance routine is quite nice inside your wife's vaginal canal. But please,
oh my
God. Baby is there's a second baby coming behind it now. Did you impregnate her? She's having a baby and a second. Oh my God, this is ridiculous. and this is reenactment is Kid Fucks Gator. Yeah, it's Kid Fucks Gator is what it's saying. You're Jimmy's dad's boss. I'm Jimmy's dad. I'm coming into your office.
Okay.
Hey, Stan. So look, I'm going to need the weekend off. Just some family stuff came up. I'm going to, I don't know if you heard, but Jimmy passed.
I'm sorry to hear that. What happened?
Funny story, actually. have you ever been...
it's a bit of a scaly situation. Yeah.
You ever been to the Dade County Zoo?
Why, yes.
So, you know, I have those big fences, like, don't go in the...
For your safety.
There's a lot of dangerous animals there, right? And definitely you don't go in the cage. If you did, you wouldn't fuck them, right? Like, that's the one thing you wouldn't do if you were in there.
Zero fucks.
So anyway, it's a closed casket. I just need the weekend off.
Dude, that's sick, man. Why would you try to fuck an alligator?
I don't know who the fifth person was there. Or fourth person.
It was,
that was Traz and Jack. I don't know who that was.
Yeah.
I'd have to look it up. So, guys, best reenactment. Votes?
First one.
Deese's grandparents?
Deese's grandparents.
Oh, I was going to vote for the second one, actually, because I just like when you said funny story.
Yeah, that was good right there.
Oh, do I got to do the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
God, Deese's grandparents or the gator. I think I got to go with, Deese's grandparents get for the win. I liked that. That was a good one. I liked being the doctor who was. all right. Next up, we have the sexiest moment from 2019. The sexiest moment from the podcast.
Oh, God.
Let's see what this is. I don't even know what this is. I don't know.
You just see your face go pale.
I don't even know what this is. Let's find out.
So I like to think of this guy who just works. You don't work the day shift to do that, right? It's like night shift.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
good.
Okay, I'm going to, now I remember what this is. I'm going to, this probably could have gone in best reenactments also, but this was a story about a guy, a nurse, who was sexually assaulting a brain dead.
I remember that. Okay.
A brain dead woman at a nursing home. Yep. Okay.
The sexiest moment this year.
Huh? Oh, this is.
I remember this fucking goddamn story right here.
So this is what that's the a little head on this story.
God.
So here we'll. This is sexiest moment with that in mind.
So I like to think of this guy who just works. You don't work the day shift to do that, right? It's like night shift.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely night shift.
It's like the janitor comes in. He's like, "Hey, Martha, still just laying there, huh?" Okay, well, you know, I really gotta say, I like the way, I like the way your gown matches those sheets. All right, let's get that adjustable base in the prone position, lady. Oh, what do you like? Cucumber melon, Hawaiian breeze? You don't care. You don't smell shit. Anyway, let's pull that feeding tube out. I got something else for you here, baby. Okay. Oh, yeah.
all right, so this whole episode is going to completely make me never be able to be mayor.
But this is just a compilation of what you've been doing all fucking year.
That's true. Like, that's true. I just put it in the greatest hits.
Yeah, so they only have to reference one episode now.
Oh, God. This is the... I just have some of the best impersonation, but this was Sophie at a wedding. Best impersonation.
Oh. You guys, I didn't believe in love, and I still don't believe in love, and you're both fucked, but I'm so happy for you guys, and I'm glad that the bar is open. That sounds right.
All
right.
Let's see. I don't know what this... okay, this was... most awkward conversation, I think, was... Awkward conversation was with what this was of the year. I need an opinion on this. A buddy of mine texts me. He's got a girlfriend who's really hot. She has a twin sister. There was a time when I wanted to get him to hook me up with his girlfriend's twin sister, right? But I didn't know how to tell him that I wanted to have sex with someone who looks exactly like his girlfriend. I feel like that's a really weird conversation to have with your friend.
That's
like,
a compliment.
Is it, though? Or is it just like, have you been eyeballing my girlfriend every time we're around, you fucking creep?
Well, he probably, if he's... one of your best friends, he already knows that you're eyeballing his girlfriend every time you're around.
It's a true statement, Sophie. Wow. You make a good point. I just like, how do you broach that? Would you be able to tell your buddy, be like, hey, you know that girl who's looks exactly like the girl you're banging? I also want to bang that girl. Not the same one you're banging, just one who looks identical to that. Awkward conversation.
Did you ever end up having the conversation?
No, I have not.
The guy died.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh, nice. Yeah. Freezer up for you.
So I fucked all his holes. a little different from the awkward moment. This is the most uncomfortable conversation. This is actually from a very recent episode, but I thought a very good, very great clip. So if you'll remember this. Is this that long? Holy shit. It is. We're just going to listen to it. It kind of goes on, guys. So here you go.
Off the headline. The headline was...
Is it sad?
No, I did have a few sad ones, but I skipped over those.
Oh, okay.
This one?
This is the good one. Those are the good, okay.
Good one is a strong word. Okay, company. Let's see, what's the word? Female employees asked to wear period badge is the headline. So.
Nope.
Why though?
Go on.
Like, yo, I'm bleeding.
Yeah. This is a picture of the badge.
Oh my god!
It's a little
yikes.
Can we call it a vag badge?
Oh my god, that is catchy. Yes, I hope that they badge. Do call it that.
I ain't wearing that shit.
Can I see it again?
It has a little cross as the nose.
Does it just mean like don't talk to me? Why does it look
don't
like a
piss me off? Feed yeah. me chocolate.
Right. What? It, why? Okay. Hold on. I need. Can I? May I?
I am emotional.
Yeah, look at that.
I might cry because you said hello. Is what it means.
Oh, this is in China. This is in China. That makes sense.
There. Oh, okay. Now it makes sense.
Well, I mean,
but it doesn't.
Kind
though.
Of. Well, no, it doesn't make like. It doesn't make sense, but it does
makes
kind
sense
of because
culturally.
It's China. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like America, we could. That would never happen. But when you say China, I'm like, oh, yeah, they hate women. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They subjugate their women. That, yeah. That tracks. So why the vag badge?
It's at a Michikake store in Osaka, Japan.
Oh, it's Japanese.
Which
really?
Is
that's
known
Japanese?
For,
that looks yeah. Like, oh.
Yeah, they're known for selling products related to female, sexual, and menstrual health. So,
so
maybe
they
meant it as like an empowerment thing, but it's a
doesn't
little
sound
bit.
Like the Japan, I know.
They have been asked to wear a badge with a little cartoon called Siri-chan. I'm not pronouncing that right. A name loosely translated as
wait, hold on.
Miss Period.
Say it again.
Stop it.
Let me see.
No, what is
Siri-chan is what.
Hold on. It's
right.
How do you say
right above the avocado.
Yeah, Siri-chan.
It's, what is it? And it's pronounced how?
Siri-chan. S-E-I. Siri-chan.
And what does it stand for?
Miss Period. What are you fucking... What's so funny?
I just wanted to get a clean audio of you saying
that. Oh, okay. okay. So this is kind of nice, even though they were under fire for it. The badges, which are not compulsory, were introduced by executives to encourage staff and customers to bond at the store and to tackle the ongoing stigma around periods. Because that's what everyone loves when they're on their period is for
everybody
to
know
about it.
Yeah.
Listen, oh, my God.
Listen, I'm not – I don't think there should be a stigma around it. I'm not the guy that's, like, weird about, like, if my girlfriend asks me to buy tampons, it's fine. Like, it's not a big deal, right? But also, I don't think – ladies want to engage in a conversation about it
yeah.
a lot.
Like how you said you didn't like small talk, and now it's just like, oh, I see you're on yeah. your period. My name's Heather.
Yeah, so I guess I have to
no
ask you about the badge.
Thing.
Yeah.
So
I see you got your vag badge.
Yeah, I see you wearing your vag badge. Is it just spotting, heavy flow? What are we talking about right now?
Oh, my God.
What are you
it's
working
on? It's not
with?
My fault that I have a wide set vagina and a heavy flow.
thank you for that sound clip, Hannah. I'm definitely saying
you're
that.
Welcome.
59 minutes and 40 seconds in.
You
Hannah
better let
says,
me know when you use that.
every episode from now
yeah.
on.
This whole company is about periods.
God, you're just, this is
okay,
great.
Okay, then.
Okay, then.
I'm all so, in. Where do I invest?
Yeah, how do we? So they make products for women.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, do they only hire women? Or is, I know they wouldn't only hire women because then they.
That'd be like a little bit.
Well, no, I meant that like, then I wouldn't feel like, I feel like the badge, who are the badges for?
It's for.
Is it to tell other people?
It's so that they can all relate about it.
So they
I think.
Can feel. Are they trying to normalize it? Then,
I think they were trying
feel...
to like make women more comfortable, but then they just got so many complaints from the public about like how it was being perceived, or like they were worried about harassment and stuff. And I guess shrinking amid changing attitudes towards women in the workplace, with Japanese companies being criticized for gender discrimination. So, yeah, I guess, like, if only 50% of the employees there have to wear something that tells everybody how they're feeling according to, like, their menstrual flow. But, like... But, okay, so it's a shock split.
I would just
split.
Create a badge for guys. This is like, I never have a period.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Like, I wonder how we pronounce that.
Yeah.
I'm going to call my friend Ayaka.
Ask her.
She lives in Japan.
Okay, how do you, what kind of cartoon represents me never bleeding from a part of my body I don't have?
I'm going to ask her that.
You might not have words exactly to translate that, but loosely. Just loosely. Yeah. So, are they sticking with the program, Miss Michi Nachi?
Peachy Munichi?
What was it?
I think they're saying they might not do it. I guess they never intended it to be like an obligation, but then people were feeling like that.
Yeah, it seems like a real, like, no pun intended, scarlet letter.
yeah, absolutely.
They're making these women wear, like, for no reason. Because, I mean, listen, I don't mean to speak for all women. I think I'm allowed to, though. I'm like the Rosa Parks of women.
Right.
But, like, I assume you guys, like, let's say you had, you two, you're both women.
Mm-hmm.
If you had the option to wear the Vag badge, would you take it? Or would you be like, I'm good?
I mean, I think in day-to-day life, no. But I think if I'm being, like, a huge bummer and I want someone to know why, but I don't want to talk about it, I'd totally slip that Vag badge on and just... be like, if they were like, God, like, what's wrong? I'd just be like, look at the badge, bitch.
I don't know, man. Part of me wants to say no, but I think that if it was like for a movement and for a good cause, maybe.
Okay,
like,
I get that.
If it made other people like more comfortable in the workplace, maybe. If it, that was like a societal thing,
yeah,
that was just normal.
I definitely wouldn't do that at the fucking comedy club. All those drunk people.
No,
like,
thank you.
Yeah. It just seems like an uncomfortable because here's what's going
to
happen.
I don't want anybody thinking about my vagina that doesn't need to be thinking about
well,
it. Because they already do.
Need to be thinking about it.
But I don't need them to know that it's bleeding.
Yeah. That seems like it seems like it's going to just create basically
creepy
it's
fantasies.
Like sexual harassment, essentially. Because then, and not to justify anything, but if you're wearing a Vag badge, guys are dumb enough they're going to ask about it or say something about it.
Oh, yeah.
And then it becomes like this weird thing. Now we're talking about, and it can very, very, the line between innocent and creepy is going to be blurred. It's a thin red line that we literally will not know when to cross it. Okay.
With that though, you could just wear it all the time and then
true
probably not get hit on as much, or at
somebody
least for like one
on.
Night stands. Yeah,
yeah,
like you're on
that's
your period.
That's someone's fetish.
24/7, 365.
That's what I'm saying. That's part of the reason why I wouldn't wear it, because I know what guys are thinking.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's a little weird, which is fine in the right circumstances, but. I just don't want everyone to know. That's private.
Yeah. It seems like unnecessary. Right? Okay, I'm glad we
said that. We had a lot to say about the badge.
Yeah, that was like one of the longest
that was very,
news
that
things.
Was like, thank you. I'm glad we talked about that. And it had a cute cartoon. Can
yeah.
Can you send me that article, Sophie?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did I ever send it?
It's important.
I mean, sorry.
We kind of have a badge.
I want that picture. I need that cartoon.
You're going to start printing badges and like handing them out in Spokane.
Listen,
area.
This is just, it's the new thing. I don't know. We voted on, I guess, Prop 37.
It's
going to
become
anyway.
Like a big like propaganda or something. Oops. Everybody's going to wear it.
When I run for mayor, I'm going to, it's going to be one of my platforms.
Are you going to sell sweaters?
Do you want one?
Yep.
Then I'll sell them.
I have shirts already.
Deese has a mangina.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh.
Listen, I identify as whatever will get me the most votes. Okay, I identify as a sellout. Okay, now I think I meant to edit that clip down at some point, and I never got to it. It's been a rough couple weeks, guys. Sorry. All right, we've come down to our last. We have guest of the year, rant of the year, drop of the year, and let's see, rant of the year. Let's see. It says Twitter, ranting about Twitter. Let's take a listen to Rant of the Year. Oh, there we go.
Especially ever since James Gunn in Guardians of the Galaxy.
You know he's back for three?
I did hear that, which is amazing, which is great.
I'm happy for
him. And fuck all you pieces of shit that want to uncover old resurface. The motherfucker tweeted it to a million people years ago. Suck a dick, bitches. Also, don't take it out of context and fuck you. You know, you fucking of shit. If you spend your time digging up old tweets to make someone else possibly lose a job, fucking kill yourself. I fucking hate you, garbage ass fucking person. Go donate your time to charity and fucking make a sandwich for a fucking homeless person and do something good with your goddamn life, or just fucking kill yourself because your wife probably wants to because she hates you too. Everyone, nobody likes you. You're a goddamn asshole. I fucking hate these people that their whole life is just to fucking undermine someone else and hopefully get someone suspended. God damn it. Nobody. Jesus Christ. Your parents probably wish they aborted you, you piece of shit. There's going to be an episode of fucking Quantum Leap where fucking Scott Bakula has to go back in time and scrape your fucking ass out of your mom's vagina because nobody likes you, you piece of shit.
Damn.
Otherwise, I have no feelings on the matter. All right, there was that. All right, guys, we have two categories left: best guest and best guest of the year, and best drop of the year. Normally, we do guest last, but I have a special treat for drop of the year. So, we are going to announce the guest of the year. And let's see. Do I have a drum roll? Drum roll. Do we have one? Oh, wait. Here we go. Drum roll. And the guest of the year, opening up the Academy, selects Tight Race. Steve Johnson. Steve Johnson is guest of the year. Steve Johnson, please give it up for Steve. It was a tight race. We had some great, great guests. You know, Aaron Parks, Michael Glatzmeyer, a lot of Exact Change and Matisse, like Jeremy said. Some of the top guests, but Steve Johnson was on twice this year. Also participated in arguably the best episode of the podcast of all time. So, Steve Johnson, guest of the year. He will get his non-award in the mail, and we'll get an acceptance speech from him soon. And are you guys ready for the final category?
Yes.
Final category is drop of the year. Now, we have a lot of drops. I take a lot of things, sound bites I take from this show every year, and I've got just piles and piles of them. This was an especially tough year to decide. So I made one giant homage, and I'm going to play that for you guys right now. So let's take a listen.
My position is technically news, but a lot of what I do isn't news. There'll be no strings to bind your hand, not if my love can bind your heart. When you can't do stories about dead babies, things really dry up. I bet you're all wishing I did some stuff about dead babies. I see no need to take me home. Abortion. Dead babies. Dead babies. Dead babies. Abortion. I won't do anything more about dead kids this week. Abortion. You're gonna get in a lot of fights in bowling alley parking lots. By the time I got out there, my fighting skills were ridiculous. The only thing I know is copper. You stick it up your vagina and you don't get babies. Abortion. Oh, man, date raping all these sorority girls. It's getting so boring. Let's try to do it to a dog. You don't have to be gay. There are good people with dicks out there. You've just got to find them. So if they want to go and waste their fucking money tearing up their pussy, I had a really busy day today, so if you did find an article about a dead kid, it'd be helpful to fill up this news blot.
My goodness.
Dead babies. Dead babies. Dead babies. Abortion. We still somehow made this new segment about dead kids. I won't do anything more about dead kids this week. Abortion.
Am I talking too much? Am I overstepping? Yeah. Like, why did I just pick so many things about Nazis?
It's poop. It's a poop story. Right. All these fucking liberals want to just get rid of all the babies. Dead babies.
Oh my god.
Dead babies. Dead babies. Abortion. There's girls sucking
Mom.
Dick for less than a degree. Let me tell you that. I just keep feeling like I have good things to say and then I forget them.
Oh my god.
And there is, guys, the. Oh. Sophie, thank you for that. That was my ode to you.
What? How many days of sleep were you negative on when you made that?
I made that at about 5:30 in the morning about a week ago, and I hadn't slept in a couple days.
Oh my god.
I went through, so I picked a couple songs, and then I finally landed on that one. I'm like, this is perfect.
That was pretty, that's like the perfect song.
So thank you, Sophie, for all you've provided to the show over the years. The year. I mean years. You've been on the show too. Jeremy, thank you also. What a great, anyway, guys, that's a good little look back on this past year and some of the fun times we had and all the horrible, just a reminder of all the horrible, horrific things we've said.
I know what mostly,
I was only in those fun like once.
Mostly
so.
Me, apparently.
I don't know what all y'all are talking about.
Yeah, Jeremy actually keeps it.
Yeah, he's got a, like a career, so. this is the one thing I've got Jeremy on record saying.
Oh, sure. You know what's really good? Sex with your wife.
Well, that's
that's that was that story about Tom Cruise.
You know what's really good?
Yeah, that's just in case Megan ever calls me, I'll just be like, this is what Jeremy always says. Yeah. I don't know.
He's in the room with me right now. Yeah.
I asked him, I said, hey, did you see that hot 21-year-old who's putting out and will suck anyone's dick? And this was his response. So there you go. All right, guys. Any last words for 2019 before we move into 2020?
Four more years for Trump. Am I the only one?
I hope we go into shambles.
I'll see myself out.
That's a good ending for the episode.
See myself out. All right, guys. Come see me if you're in Montana. Philip Kopczynski and I will be in Montana the 6th through the 10th. And we'll be back at the Black Diamond on January 11th. Tom Meisford will be there, myself, Philip Kopczynski. And get your tickets soon. They're available. Go to deececomedy.com. Buy your tickets ahead of time because that show will sell out. Last two have sold out. This one's going to sell out too. I guarantee it. So get your tickets early. They're just $5. Plus you get half off your first drink. You get your money back. Do it. And then go to deececomedy.com/calendar, check out all the dates, got a bunch of stuff. I'll be around. I'm back. I'm trying to go work again. Fucking climb out of my hole. So hopefully that'll happen. Guys, for the social hour, thank you for listening. Another great year. Tell your friends, tell your mom, pass it along. And thank you, guys. And for Sophie and Jeremy. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Rob Wentz, Jamie Lee Curtis, Debbie Dutson's School of Trucking, Dead Babies, Paula Poundstone, Tom Clancy, Nancy Drew, Jesus Christ, Gay Ease, Lazy Boy, and Mobile, Alabama. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Say, I'll pop that pussy the same.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios Podcast Network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher. For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants pending.
Pants pending.
Pants pending. Studios!